Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Now it's time to play Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, 19th of February. As usual, we have our soundbites lined up for you to listen to. We have one from Jennifer Lull on the greater good argument, one from Dr. John Kleining on the dangers of generic praise, one from Wesley Smith on the irony of animal rights, and soundbite number four is Dr. Martin Noland on an educated laity. This is a simple game, hardly any rules at all. You simply listen to the soundbites, and then, for your own reason, you call and you vote. Tell us which one you think should be soundbite of the week. You might think it's funny. You might think it's insightful. You might agree with it. You might disagree. All are valid reasons for voting for soundbite of the week. Our call-in number to vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. By the way, phone callers get to vote first, and the best vote, however you vote, gets an LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. By the way, saw one of those bumper stickers on a car today. I was quite surprised. Saw an Issues Etc. bumper sticker prominently displayed. That's the LPR bundle package. Best vote on this Friday afternoon gets the LPR bundle package. You can vote by calling us, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. You can email your vote to us, talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. Regular guest Jennifer Lull talking about what is usually called the greater good argument.
The greater good argument is, to quote my friend Dr. Bill Hurl, but it has no bottom to it. Because then the greater good is always, you know, appealed to because there's going to be somebody that has a need. So whether the greater good is, you know, as we play out the healthcare debate, do we stop providing care for those that are terminally ill? Do we go to the death row inmates, you know, for the greater good of the person who's waiting for a liver transplant and kill them now? You know, I mean, there's just no end to that greater good. If you believe that one life can be extended because there's a greater good, it never ends.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Call and vote, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Email us, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. John Kleining. He is a favorite among our listeners. We talked to him recently about proper praise, proper Christian praise, and during that conversation, he outlined the dangers of what he called generic praise.
One is a kind of desperate attempts to regain something that was once experienced. And it's a bit like when you've got something good, you enjoy it initially because you weren't looking for it, but then people come to church in order not to praise God, but to get the results of praise, which, if you like, is an emotional or spiritual high. And you come in order to capture this, and you become more and more dissatisfied as times go on because what you once had, the experience you once had, is no longer delivered. So you get a kind of dissatisfaction, and then people wander, then cross to another church with a new kind of band or music which promises to deliver that. So you get this increased spiritual dissatisfaction. The second thing that generic praise does is opens people to the generic prevailing Gnosticism in our society, which is kind of the feel-good spirituality, and then the boundaries between Christianity and other forms of spirituality are blurred. The third result is, strangely, paradoxically, God can be at work even at this. And a lot of the most orthodox theologians and Christians that I know have gone through this, and by means of this kind of praise singing, have come back and rediscovered what I'd call orthodox worship.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. John Kleinig on the dangers of generic praise. Should it be soundbite of the week? Email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, February the 19th, playing soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Wesley Smith. He was on talking about animal rights. At one point, he pointed out the irony of animal rights.
It is very ironic. Think about the nonsense of animal rights. Humans owe animals duties because of their rights. But animals don't owe humans a single thing, and animals don't owe each other a single thing. So what you're really doing is creating a hyper-human duty, which you can only do because we're the exceptional species. To deny human exceptionalism, as the animal rights movement does, they claim it's hubristic and arrogant to think that we have a higher moral value than animals do, is actually to deny the very activity in which they're engaged. They are in a debate over our duties to another species. We are the only species that have duties. It really makes me laugh and chuckle, because if being human is not what gives us the obligation to treat animals properly, what does? And they never have an answer, because the only answer is they're saying being a human being gives us a special duty to treat a different species in a very privileged manner, the same as ourselves, which would be an act of human exceptionalism because it would be a moral action, not one required by basic biology.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Wesley Smith on the irony of animal rights. So far, soundbite number one, Jennifer Lull on the greater good argument, 1-877-623-6943, talk back at issuesetc.org. Or soundbite number two, Dr. John Kleinig on the dangers of generic praise, talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943. We just heard soundbite number three, Wesley Smith, on the irony of animal rights. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Talk back at issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, or call 1-877-623-MYIE. Get ready to call and vote, email and vote, or Twitter us and vote. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Martin Noland with some thoughts on an educated laity.
You don't want to have a layman that is going to be in a closed Bible study and then leading some sort of revolution against the congregation, or that is an issue that needs to be dealt with. But we do need more laymen that can teach, and I think the best way for them to get an introduction is to listen to Issues, etc. And there they'll find out what we Lutherans teach and what we believe, and then they can start some of this study on their own, hopefully through the influence and benefits of their pastors.
All right, a nice endorsement from Dr. Martin Noland, educating the next generation of Lutherans. It's soundbite of the week, which should be soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Is it soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Lull, on the greater good argument? She says the problem with it is it has no bottom. You keep going farther and farther with the greater good. It never stops. Soundbite number two, Dr. John Kleinig on the dangers of generic praise. One of the dangers is always looking to recapture that first magical experience, going looking for the results of praise rather than to praise. Could it be soundbite number three, Wesley Smith, on the irony of animal rights if we afford animals the kind of moral value that animal rights activists say we should? We are the only ones who can do that because we are the only moral beings there are. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Martin Noland on educating the laity and a good way to do it through Issues, etc. Which is the soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. It's Friday. We're playing soundbite of the week. Your votes, your email, your phone calls next.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
You canceled the wrong show. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation: Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We're playing Soundbite of the Week. It's time for your phone call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or your email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can always vote by Twitter, at Issues ETC. Now, listeners with the best vote, I should say the listener, we're not that generous, the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, and Issues Etc. pen, and Issues Etc. bumper sticker. The only other way to get one of these is to come and visit the studio. We had a couple visitors earlier today, and if you're not able to visit, this is it. This is how you get the LPR bundle package: playing Soundbite of the Week and being the best vote. Those who call in their votes get to vote first. Let's start with Chris in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hi, Chris.
Yes, I'm voting for soundbite number two because the generic praise songs, they don't say anything, they don't teach anything, and they're only useful in manipulation.
Interesting. Chris, thank you very much, and thank you very much for listening in Michigan. Diane is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi, I'm voting for number four, not because I'm want to be a brown noser, but the other ones were kind of vague, and number four, Martin Noller, was foundational and fundamental, and I've been in other denominations, and I really believe in Lutheranism.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Chris is listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Todd. I'm going to vote for soundbite number two. Even though number four gave you guys a great plug, I just can't go with that just because for that reason. So I'm going to go with number two because Kleinig's comment, he almost described the need for praise music. It almost sounds like a drug addiction. It sounds like some kind of an addiction where you have the law of diminishing return coming into play. And I thought that was really profound.
Yeah, and the last one I thought was interesting too, where he says kind of in a backward way, people who have been wrung out emotionally by this kind of generic praise music and constantly seeking their next fix next Sunday, eventually some of them actually come back to Orthodox worship. Thank you very much, Chris. All right, what about the rest of you? Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Is it soundbite number one, Jennifer Lowell on the greater good argument? Soundbite number two, Dr. John Kleinig on the dangers of generic praise? Soundbite number three, Wesley Smith on the irony of animal rights? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Martin Noland on an educated laity? Here's Bob in Parker, Colorado. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
What are you voting for?
I'm voting for number two because as I've, it rings true to me as I've gone from thinking of worship as an act of sacrifice we give to God, instead being his act of divine service to us.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, and thanks for listening in Colorado. See, it's all how you look at what worship is. If it's your activity, then it's really all up to you. Here's a vote from Scott in Illinois via MP3. I don't know how it came to us, but it's here.
The need for an educated laity in all vocations in the church, from those who serve on a board of elders to those who run the Sunday school, is extremely important. Every one of those people needs to be attending an adult Bible class so they can better understand the God they serve. As a voting member of my congregation, I consider that when I vote someone into congregational office. That's why I'm voting today for Dr. Marty Nolan's soundbite this week.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana. I vote for soundbite number 4, Martin Nolan's comment about laymen who are staging a revolution against the congregation could be also stated as laymen and even pastors who are teaching against the Word and the Church. Issues, etc., and similar confessional programs are staging a very effective callback to confessional Lutheranism. Thank you. That's what we're trying to do. Hopefully, this movement will snowball enough to preserve the Church from the anti-confessional pietists. Where am I? Jeff flipped my screen unexpectedly. The anti-confessional pietists and others. I guess that's, there it is, and purpose-driven deconstructionists. That's an interesting term. Dennis in St. John, Michigan says, my vote for soundbite of the week is Dr. John Kleinig. His analysis of the shallowness of praise worship left me singing, I can't get no satisfaction. Interesting, Dennis. Thanks for listening in Michigan. In Cedar Park, Texas, Jason says, I'm voting for Jennifer Lull on the greater good argument. As a student of public health, we are required to study ethics. We're told that we must address health disparities among those most vulnerable populations. We're told that we must be cautious in our research so as not to exploit the most vulnerable. Many issues in public health are ambiguous, and there are some that are clear. In contrast to everything that we are told about ethics and protecting the most vulnerable, we have laboratories across the globe busily exploiting the most vulnerable, the unborn, to serve the greater good. Where's the good in that? Yes, it does tell you where the greater good argument does eventually lead, right back to our own doorstep. It's Friday afternoon, February the 19th. We're playing Issues, Etc., Soundbite of the Week. I want to hear from you. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Or you can Twitter us at @IssuesETC. Carrie in Minnesota says, number 4, because when lay people get educated, they can tell when they're hearing bad theology, and they'll be better equipped to share and defend the faith with others. When lay people are not educated, as well as Lutherans, they float away to other faiths that might seem better, but are really wolves in sheep's clothing. I agree, listening regularly to Issues, etc., is a great way to get educated. Thank you very much, Carrie. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. In Milton, Florida, Cindy via Facebook says, tough choices, but I'll have to go with number 2 on generic praise. The danger of generic praise is that it doesn't focus on Christ and is nothing more than a great story or moralistic lesson. Anything that takes our focus off of Christ crucified is a danger. Thank you. And from Facebook, Diane votes for number 1, the greater good argument. Bob in Florida says, I have to vote for soundbite number 4. Its worth is proven by wise comments from your live callers and from your on-demand listeners whom you have educated. You might not be our pastor, and that's true, or our church. We can't substitute for church, but you are an outstanding educational spiritual resource of our time. Thanks for teaching us to rightly divide the truth. Bob, thank you very much for listening in Florida. Frank in Illinois says, I would have to go with soundbite number 2, Dr. John Kleinig, on the dangers of generic praise. Been there, done that, burnt the T-shirt and the CDs, now enjoying the divine service of Christ serving us, and hymns that are very deep and mirror scripture, unlike many fluffy, flaky, plastic Jesus and me worship or me man-centered praise. Thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio, no doubt about that. Here's a vote for soundbite number 2 via Janet in Livonia, Michigan. I vote for Dr. Kleinig's soundbite on the dangers of generic praise. Modern worship in our congregation involves generic praise and people, although I can't see the hearts, at least talk as if they have to groove to the music in order to worship. Maybe they'll find their way back to Orthodox worship, as Dr. Kleinig's third point mentions. I sure hope so, says Janet in Livonia, Michigan. Mike in Rockford, Illinois, says, I would like to vote for soundbite number 4. It's a toss-up for me between this and number 2, but in the end, I believe that when the laity is educated, they will not settle for shallow teaching or worship. those of us sitting in the pews allow the focus to shift from the unchanging Word of God and the unchanging work of Christ. We get what we ask for, and teaching and worship that will follow the latest world, what the world has to offer. It is a recipe for the loss of the centrality of Jesus and the gospel and its replacement with a, quote-unquote, different gospel. I also think that three deserves honorable mention, except that using logic when dealing with animal rights activists is like bringing a gun to a knife fight. Keep up the great work, says Mike in Rockford, Illinois. Jen in Virginia says, I vote for Dr. Nolan. It's essential for the laity to know what they believe and why they believe it. Read your Bible and Book of Concord, people, says Jen in Virginia. Thank you for listening there. Here's the winner, soundbite number two, Dr. John Kleinig on the dangers of generic praise.
One is a kind of desperate attempts to regain something that was once experienced. And it's a bit like when you've got something good, you enjoy it initially because you weren't looking for it. But then people come to church in order not to praise God, but to get the results of praise, which, if you like, is an emotional or spiritual high. And you come in order to capture this. And you become more and more dissatisfied as times go on, because what you once had, the experience you once had, is no longer delivered. So you get a kind of dissatisfaction. And then people wander then cross to another church with a new kind of band or music which promises to deliver that. So you get this increased spiritual dissatisfaction. The second thing that generic praise does is opens people to the generic prevailing Gnosticism in our society, which is kind of the feel-good spirituality. And then the boundaries between Christianity and other forms of spirituality are blurred. The third result is, strangely, paradoxically, God can be at work even at this. And a lot of the most orthodox theologians and Christians that I know have gone through this, and by means of this kind of praise singing have come back and rediscovered what I'd call orthodox worship.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Soundbite number two, Dr. John Kleinig on the dangers of generic praise. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Mike in Rockford, Illinois. He emailed his vote to us. If you would email us back with your mailing address and your T-shirt size, that's important, your mailing address and your T-shirt size, we'll send the LPR bundle package out to you. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week, everybody who played. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss biblical prophecy. Pastor Eric Rotman of Good News Magazine will be our guest. When we simply sing praises to God, and the God we're talking about cannot be distinguished in any real sense from the God of the Muslim or the Mormon or the Buddhist, it's generic praise. We need praise. We need praise centered upon the triune God who comes to serve us in worship and gives us the gifts of his grace in Jesus Christ. Accept no substitutes. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.